This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Her line of logic was simple. I keep the list on earth and I get the place in heaven. My point in telling that story is not to go with it the way Max did about her going to heaven and her list of qualifications for heaven, but to point out this. Here was a woman who was able to explain her life in terms of choices and decisions she made. It's all about what I do. It's all about what I decide. It's all about how I think. And most people define their life that way. But today, you're going to go home with a different way of looking at your life, and it's this. That God has made things possible, past tense, in your life through His grace, through His gift. And God is enabling you in the future to do things, get this, that you would never do on your own. Listen to that again. God will enable you to do things that you would never be able to do on your own. How do I know that? From what I read in Ephesians 3, beginning at verse 7. Paul the Apostle is speaking and he says, I became a servant of this gospel. How? By training? No. Education? No. By the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. Somebody came to hear this next verse because you've never heard this before, and this is going to mean something to some man or woman here today. It's this. In Christ, and through faith in Christ, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Some of you never knew that. You can approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Very briefly, Paul is in prison. He's under house arrest in Rome. He's able to have people come and see him and visit him. And in the midst of that house arrest, he tells the people at Ephesus, I am what I am by the grace of God. What I'm going to do today is just a little verse by verse, basically with two verses out of here. And these two verses can not only impact your life, they can make a difference in how you live from this day forward. That's no small thing. Let's bring up verse 7 again. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the work of His power. You may have never heard this before, but there are things that God will enable you to do and does enable you to do by the grace of God. And you say, what, be an apostle? No, I'm not talking about becoming an apostle or being a missionary or being a singer or being something that is in front of people, that kind of thing. God may enable somebody here, get this, to love somebody you normally couldn't love. I shock people regularly with this statement. People will tell me, I could never forgive him for what he did to me. Well, I could never forgive her for what she did to me. And you know what I tell them? You're right, you can't. You never will. And they say, excuse me? Because they're shocked to hear me say that. I said, that's right. You will never be able to forgive him. You'll never be able to forgive her. It's only by the grace of God that will enable you to do something in your life that you couldn't do on your own. That's why they call it grace. Grace means unmerited favor, something we don't deserve. That's why Paul said, I'm an apostle by the grace of God. He was a persecutor of the church.
Well, so many people go through their life honestly and truly thinking it's all about me. It's all about what I decide, what I choose, because you see, I'm the captain of my fate and I'm the captain of the ship called my life. And that is simply not true. This passage will help you to understand that fact. Our website is crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.